Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Joseph and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today's reading is going to come from the book of Matthew chapter 11 verses 25 through 30. But before we get started, I kind of want to start out with a little bit of a fun story. So I'm part of a big family. I actually have over 100 cousins, which is crazy. And at one point, there's one of my little cousins. Her name is Catherine, and she's got all sorts of fun sass and all sorts of fun attitude. And at this point, she was, I think, probably about 2-3 years old. And her family was just kind of doing their thing, doing their regular family thing. And at one point, I think it was time for supper. And so they got the whole family together, and they realized they're missing Catherine. So they go around the house looking for Catherine. They're like searching everywhere, calling for her, and like she's just like nowhere to be found. So they're like, okay, well, she was playing outside earlier, so maybe she's outside. So they start looking outside, not there. They start calling neighbors like to see if maybe she wandered off or something, and there's nothing there at all. So they're getting frantic now. So they actually call the police. And they're like, hey, we can't find our daughter. So they're looking all over the place, and they're just trying to find where she might be. And eventually, one of them ends up finding her snuggled in the corner in the basket of blankets. She just like found this basket of blankets, like tucked herself in on it, and just like fell asleep there. It was so funny, and I want that to kind of be the context that we look at the reading with this morning. So I'm going to read it, and then we're going to kind of tie it all together. So at that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are labor and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So I was reading that and I was thinking of that story of my little cousin Catherine who was just able to like, who just like found the spot and just like began to sleep. And I think sometimes when it comes to faith, right? I think sometimes we overcomplicate things, right? Jesus says like the wise and learned actually struggle to see these things, but I'll reveal them to the little ones. That when it comes to faith, so often our number one tendency is we feel like we have to do all these things and achieve all these things and you know go after all these things. Whereas the Lord's actually just saying, look, you actually can come and rest in me. That like you actually, you know, when you grow up, our lives become so preoccupied with things that our busyness kind of becomes an idol in our life. That filling our schedule, filling our time, it takes so much to just get us to stop and rest. But that's actually what Jesus is calling us to. To just come to me who are labored and burdened, and I will give you rest. He's actually inviting us to take on that mindset of my little cousin Catherine, who is just like, you know, like little kids, they're just able to go and rest anywhere, right? I think sometimes we perceive kids as kind of rowdy and rambunctious and full of like energy and life, which is so true. But at the same time, they just know that they can rest whenever and wherever because they don't have these worries. And what if we took on that same attitude? What if in our lives, we actually were able to just rest? To rest knowing that we can come to Jesus, that we allow him to take our burdens, we allow him to take our cares, that we trade it. It's the best deal we've ever had before, that we take all our junk and we give it to him, all this stuff that weighs so heavy on us, and we give it to him, and he gives us his, which is so light. I think sometimes we feel like we have to carry things. Like we feel like they're a part of us. These burdens, these weights are like a part of us in some ways. But Jesus is saying, no, that's not who you are. Like, I'm meek and humble of heart, and I will take these upon myself because I love you. And when we enter into that rest, when we learn how to rest with the Father, when we learn how to rest with him, then all of our cares and all of our worries, we can hand it to him. That doesn't mean they disappear. No, but it means that he becomes bigger than them. Right, like think of a painting, okay? So in a painting, the items that are the biggest in the painting, the ones that are most in the foreground, they look the biggest. Right, the ones that like see are closest to the viewer seem to be the biggest, whereas everything else seems to be smaller. Or you can have a little apple, but it's in the front and it looks bigger than the village in the background. And what I want to invite us to do is actually just to fix our focus, to make Jesus bigger than all of our problems, to make life with him bigger than anything else, bring him to the forefront of everything, and everything else will just seem to fade away. Right? Like we can't always choose or control what comes up in our life, but we always have the ability to choose what we focus on. And what we focus on is going to become the biggest thing to us. So I want to invite you today to choose to focus on him over your problems, to focus on that rest that we get with him, of just being in his presence, of being with him, more than any other care or burden or concern we may have. To become like kids again, to become like kids who can just lay down wherever and rest. So let's rest together, especially in a world that's filled with so much craziness. Let's go back to being kids and resting. This has been a scripture reflection on the 11th chapter of Matthew, verses 25 through 30. Again, my name is Joseph. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events that we offer here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless.